I do think we have Coach Young on the line. Coach Young, you there?
I'm here. How you doing, guys?
I'm doing awesome. So before I turn you over to Ira here, I just got to pick your brain on this a little bit. I put a future bet in on Creighton. What are you thinking is Creighton's chances of going all the way or even just winning this weekend?
You know, it's amazing. You know, when I did my bracket, I had them losing to Purdue in the Elite Eight, but I really like this team of Creighton. You know, if you think about the big man, Kelk Brenner, in the center, three-time defending Big East Defensive Player of the Year. You look at, you know, Baylor Shireman, who hasn't really gone off yet in the NCAA tournament as a scorer. And then, honestly, Alexander, and the X factor is Ashworth, the kind of scrappy little point guard. I think Greg McDermott's one of the best coaches in the country. And I'm starting to think Purdue played their E game against Utah State. I haven't seen Creighton play their E game. I don't think they're coming. I think a sneaky good bet for them to get out of that region. And honestly, guys, I'm not saying this is 85 where the Big East got three teams to the Final Four. If you remember Georgetown, Villanova, and St. John's, there's the three Big East teams are in three different regions, and all get to the Final Four.
I love it, Coach Young. What do you have, Ira?
Well, considering that the Big East has complained that they should have had more teams, you know, in that. So that's what their biggest complaints were. What's been the biggest surprise? How about, can I ask you about McNeese? I mean, everyone was, like, high on McNeese, and they just got blown out there in that first game. So what happened there? Like, I think it's one of those things where some of these teams, it's so hard to judge who's going to pull these upsets, where the Oakland's going to come from. But I think McNeese just did not fire. Like, you're waiting for them to fire, and they never fired.
Yeah, they have fired because they won 30-some-odd games and they played no one. I mean, one of their games is against Mississippi College of the Women. What, you think they got a men's team there? the name of the university? So to me, that's the thing that was most shocking. But I think we kind of fell for the banana in the tailpipe, figuring that McNeese was going to make this run. And they absolutely got bludgeoned. But, guys, let's be honest. Like, if you think about teams in the NCAA tournament that's playing as well as anybody, can you argue the 80 minutes that Gonzaga has played, nobody's been better than them? I mean, you know, take out the fact that the first half versus Kansas, that second half performance, guys, was dominant. And people forget, you know, because Mark Few doesn't have, a Chet Holmgren on his team, a top five draft pick. This guy's a hell of a coach. It just took them a little bit of time to get together. And, you know, guys, playing in that West Coast Conference late at night, nobody's watching. But they've been really impressive. And I think we kind of got caught with, you know, taking a team in McNeese State that really had no business in that game with Kentucky.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we're getting just jump to the Midwest region. Purdue -5.5, Gonzaga, Tennessee -2.5, Creighton. Wow. I mean, these are going to, I mean, in Detroit, if you're anywhere in Detroit, that, you know, whatever day is that, Thursday or Friday, that's going to be a great doubleheader. Purdue, Gonzaga, Tennessee, Creighton.
Yeah, it's going to be a great doubleheader. And Purdue has been outstanding. Obviously, you look at the play of Zach Edey, you know, gets probably every rebound. But to me, Gonzaga's got the offense, guys, that can scare Purdue because they'll get Edie involved in ball screen action. You'll see him in drop coverage. So them hard, these guys coming off screens can pull up and score. And then the problem I've had with Purdue is, you know, not Edie and the other big played well. And Lawyer got going. But Jones and Smith have not been good from the perimeter the first two games of the NCAA tournament. I always say it's a guard's game, guys, even with bigs. You know, Purdue can go as far as that easy to take him, but he can't take him all the way. He's got any better guard play, better shooting by Lawyer, Jones, Gillis, and Smith.
Wow, and then we talk about the South. I think Houston was looking great until the final, like I said, I was saying earlier, I left the sports bar, they're up 12, and I don't know how they possibly could give away that game, but they almost did against Texas A&M. I mean, missing free throws, turnovers, I know they were in foul trouble, but it gives my, I went to Duke Law School, so I'm a Blue Devil fan. I'm feeling good about Duke with those two easy wins and now against Houston.
Yeah, I think Calvin Sampson is going to be in a pissed-off mood. You saw what he did the last time. He was in a pissed-off mood. First-round game, they won by 40. They gave up like 15 points in the first half. And what you saw out of Houston, at least on the good part, is we saw Wade Taylor the fourth go absolutely nuclear in his first round game, and then he shot like, you know, 10 of like 29 from the floor. So, you know, those shots that McCain and Proctor were hitting, you know, I'm a little concerned about Roach. He got banged up with looked like his wrist, JMU. They should be better, obviously, Houston. But to me, Houston's two Achilles heels came into play, Ira. Number one, front court depth. Number two, they foul a lot because of their aggressive style of four. Ira, they had four starters foul out. Jawan Roberts had four fouls. They ended the game in overtime with a walk-on on the floor.
Yeah, and who made the key foul shot? Surprising. He looks so scared. And then do you think NC State, like this run, I mean, they are a fun team to watch. I mean, Burns is awesome. It's old school basketball. It's like, put a big guy down there, let him work. Like, I love that. I mean, I love how NC State plays. They have, you know, they're wild and crazy. They make stupid plays and they make great plays. But that Marquette NC State game is also going to be another fun game.
And you know what? It's going to be a tricky game. And you know, I'll say it to people. And I'm a Big East guy, obviously being from the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. If you think that Marquette is just going to roll this team, you got something coming. Teams won seven games in 12 days, 12 days span at NC State. And think about it, Ira, every game they had to win, otherwise their season was over. And you said it best, DJ Burns, a.k.a. Big Thickum, a.k.a. Thicky Smalls, a.k.a. Thick Van Exel, whatever you want to call
Thick
him. You know what this guy is? You said they were like the guy. This is like when you were a kid and you would play the old guys in the park and they were bigger and heavier and they put their big butt in you and they just back you down. That's DJ Burns. It's old school basketball and it's been a joy to watch. But as big as DJ is, he's actually, skill-wise, got some of the best footwork I've seen in low post in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a ballerina out there on some of his moves. Like, he's backing up slow, and then it's almost that change of speed. I mean, he's slow, 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 and then he goes by. He's so much fun to watch. I guess I just want to quickly move to the West for a second. UNC-Bama, I think the over-under of the game is like 300 points. I mean, that is going to be – I mean, these games are all so much fun to watch. I mean, can UNC just – you know, are they – is this the UNC of 2 years ago or last year, really, in terms of how Baycott and R.J. Davis are going to play?
Well, I think UNC is better. I think we talked about this, just getting rid of Caleb Love and allowing R.J. Davis to just run the point and be fantastic. They got up to a slow start against Michigan State, down 14 in the first half. They cannot do that against Alabama because they'll run and hide, and they'll get that game too far away from UNC. But to me, as much as you look at Baycott and Davis, to me it's a play of Cormac Ryan, and obviously Harrison Ingram, the nail and glue guy. Ingram, underrated player, can score and actually drive the ball. And Ryan's a flat-out sniper. Those two guys can decide what happens. But this Alabama team, folks, they can score. They haven't gotten going yet. But I think a high-octane game you'll see between those two teams.
And then the other game, Arizona and Clemson. And if you said, like, you said Gonzaga has really had the best weekend. Clemson, you know, New Mexico was a team that I felt was super great. You know, Clemson beats them, and then they beat the number 3 seed Baylor, 72-64. So then you look at the line, Arizona 6.5 over Clemson. So Arizona, who really just, you know, played Dayton and Long Beach State. So that's where I come through. Wow, I'm like, wow. I mean, Clemson, I don't think, is still getting respect when they had two really good wins.
And you know, we talked earlier about the Big East. Like, I guess the ACC is the other league that should be complaining about. Maybe we should have got more teams. I mean, besides Virginia, of course. That's another story for another day. Their performance was terrible in the first four games. But Coach Brown has done a great job. He's always been, like, kind of on the hot seat. And he's got, like, 9 lives. I mean, they're playing really good, fun basketball. I think the transfer from Syracuse, Joe Girard, has kind of helped him, kind of a sniper shooter. And they just lock you up. They play really good defense. And an Arizona team that is as flaky as they come, Ira, they're really great, and then they're really bad. It really depends on the day.
And then turning to the East, the two games, UConn, San Diego State. Again, I'm surprised by this line. Has anybody watched San Diego State over the last 2 years? 10.5 points? You know, I think that's, you know, a rematch of the national championship game last year. And then Iowa State, Illinois. If there's one game you watch this weekend, man, Iowa State, Illinois. And then the line's 1.5, but I think that's going to be a great game also.
Yeah, I mean, I think San Diego State Coach Dutchman's done a great job. Obviously, they lose, you know, some players there in the portal, but you know, UConn is just—they're just on another level than everybody else. Now, obviously, it only takes a 40-minute game, I would be better, but I fully expect UConn to take them out because they have the size with Klingon, they have the shooting ability of Caravan and Spencer. Dan Hurley has got his kids like angry against the world. You know, it went from like, you're going from playing in the Big East to MSG to Barclays to Boston to him saying, well, we're getting disrespected because of the draw we got. Danny comes from, and so he sucks like his father, Bob. Will always just find a way to find that little, like, motivational tool. I think they move on. And you're absolutely right, Ira. Illinois, Iowa State. What a matchup. And if you really think about this, Ira, like, really quickly, this was the matchup people were like, well, if Iowa State, their problem is, well, they can't score. And then Illinois, well, they can't defend. Have we watched the tournament and watched the uptick of scoring of Iowa State? Have we turned and watched Illinois? And I said this before about Brad Underwood being a Bobby Huggins disciple. Huggy Bear preaches defense. I think this is, out of all the matchups, you're right. If there's a Sweet 16 game I need to sit there and watch, put my phone away, don't call me, don't text me, don't FaceTime me, that, Ira, is the game. Illinois versus Iowa State.
Okay, before we let you go, we know UConn, you have picked in the East. Who do you have the other three Final Four teams then coming out for Monday?
I have UConn. I'm sticking with Houston. I'm going to go with Alabama. I think they find a way to beat Carolina. I think their offense hasn't shown that just Nato's going to show up to defense. And I've been Purdue this whole time. I'm like your producer. I got a feeling with Creighton. Like,
oh, yes.
I think Creighton makes it to the Final Four.
Coach Young, if Creighton wins, I'm losing Mike as my co-host here on the show. I can't have Creighton win. He's going to be on an island somewhere. This cannot happen.
Go Blue Jays, baby.
No, this is
And listen, it's going to be an intriguing match because, to me, if they play in the final, and I'll tell you this right now, there's no guarantee that either one of them makes it to the regional final. Like, let's be honest. Kentucky is thinking of Purdue, and Tennessee, who was awful against Texas, can definitely get it done, especially if Dalton can connect from three. The matchup between Creighton and Purdue would be so intriguing because now you finally have a center. There's only two centers in the country. I think you can put one-on-one against Zach Edey, and we'll give Zach Edey problems. One is Donovan Klingon, the other is Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Well, that should make Mike happy. And before you go, tonight at 8 o'clock, I'm going to go home and watch Caitlin Clark in Iowa. And a couple games, I think it's the two games, if they both win, it will be LSU. We'll get you back before the Final Four, which would be amazing. But if there's going to be an Elite Eight matchup between LSU and Iowa, I think it would be like next Monday or maybe probably Monday. That is going to be must-see TV, LSU and Iowa rematch of the national championship game last year.
Yeah, I mean, tickets are already flying off the handle here. The game's going to be at I think the Pepsi Arena in Albany. I know people out here in Jersey that are already like taking their kids and they're spending Easter weekend up there because that could be the matchup. And wow, what a matchup would be. Caitlin Clark tonight, folks, last home game. Remember, the first two rounds they play at home. I expect, ready, a legendary performance out of Caitlin Clark, who was so bad in the first game and struggling at times, was yelling at the referees, Pearl's father had the tower to shut up. I think Caitlin Clark calls him at the top of the hour, guys.
Coach, thanks a lot. I know you have to jump on another call. I appreciate it. Drive safely, and we're going to check in with you next week. But thanks so much. I love your stories. I think Thick Van Exel is the best nickname I've seen. That's tremendous. So thank you so much, Coach Young.
Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk next week.